ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ.
ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 10 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 82. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮೇಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಇನ್ಹಾಬಿಟೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೃಂದಾವನ್. ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 39.
ಶ್ರೀ ಸುಕೋವಾಚ ಗೋಪ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಗೋಪ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಉಪಲಭ್ಯ ಚಿರಾದ್ ಅಭೀಷ್ಟಂ. ಯತ್ ಪ್ರೇಕ್ಷಣೇ ದೃಶಿಷು ಪಕ್ಷಂ ಕೃತಂ ಸಪಂತಿ. ದೃಗ್ಭಿರ್ಹೃದಿ ಕೃತಂ ಅಲಂ ಪರಿರಭ್ಯ ಸರ್ವಾಸ್ ತದ್ಭಾಮಾಪುರಪಿ ನಿತ್ಯಯುಜಾಂ ದುರಾಪಂ. ಶ್ರೀಶುಕ ಉವಾಚ ಗೋಪ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಉಪಲಭ್ಯ ಚಿರಾದಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಯತ್ ಪ್ರೇಕ್ಷಣೇ ದೃಶಿಷು ಪಕ್ಷಂ ಕೃತಂ ಸಪಂತಿ. ದೃಗ್ಭಿರ್ಹೃದ್ಕೃತಮಲಂ ಪರಿರಭ್ಯ ಸರ್ವಾಸ್ ತದ್ಭಾವಮಾಪುರ ಅಪಿ ನಿತ್ಯಯುಜಾಂ ದುರಾಪಂ. ಶ್ರೀಶುಕ ಉವಾಚ ಗೋಪ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಷ್ಣಮುಪಲಭ್ಯ ಚಿರಾದಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಯತ್ ಪ್ರೇಕ್ಷಣೇ ದೃಶಿಷು ಪಕ್ಷಂ ಕೃತಂ ಸಪಂತಿ. ದೃಗ್ಭಿರ್ಹೃದ್ಕೃತಮಲಂ ಪರಿರಭ್ಯ ಸರ್ವಾಸ್ ತದ್ಭಾವಮಾಪುರ ಅಪಿ ನಿತ್ಯಯುಜಾಂ ದುರಾಪಂ.
ಮತ್ತೆಜಿಸ್ ಶ್ರೀಸುಕ ಉವಾಚ ಶುಕದೇವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೈಡ್ ಗೋಪ್ಯ ದಿ ಯಂಗ್ ಕಾಹರ್ಡ್ ವುಮೆನ್ ಚ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಉಪಲಭ್ಯ ಸೈಟಿಂಗ್ Chirat, after a long time. Avistam, their object of desire. Yat, whom, Prakshane, while seeing. Drishishu, on their eyes. Pakshma, of lids. Kritam, the maker. Sapanti, they would curse. Drigdhihi, with their eyes. Pritikritam, taken into their hearts. Alam, to their satisfaction. Parirabhya, embracing. Sarvaha, all of them. Tat, in him. Bhavam, ecstatic absorption. Apuhu, attained. Api, even though. Nitya, constantly. Yujam, for those who engage in yogic discipline. Durapam, difficult to attain. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada's humble disciples. Translation. Sukadev Goswami said, while gazing at their beloved Krishna, the young gopis used to condemn the creator of their eyelids, which would momentarily block their vision of him. Now, seeing Krishna after such a long separation, with their eyes they took him into their hearts, and there they embraced him to their full satisfaction. In this way, they became totally absorbed in ecstatic meditation on him. Although those who constantly practice mystic yoga find such absorption difficult to achieve. Purport. According to Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti, just then Lord Balaram saw the gopis standing a short distance away. Seeing them trembling with eagerness to meet Krishna and apparently ready to give up their lives if they could not, he tactfully decided to get up and involve himself elsewhere. Then the gopis attained the state described in this current verse. In referring to the gopis' intolerant disrespect of Lord Brahma, the creator of eyelids, Sukadev Goswami is giving vent to his own subtle jealousy of the gopis' favored position. Srila Jiva Goswami offers an alternate understanding of the phrase Nitya Yujam, which may mean even the Lord's principal queens who tend to be proud of their constant association with him. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada writes, because they had been separated from Krishna for so many years, the gopis, having come along with Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, felt intense ecstasy in seeing Krishna. No one can even imagine how anxious the gopis were to see Krishna again. As soon as Krishna became visible to him, to their full satisfaction. Even though they were embracing Krishna only mentally, they became so ecstatic and overwhelmed with joy that for the time being, they completely forgot themselves. The ecstatic trance which they achieved simply by mentally embracing Krishna is impossible to achieve even for great yogis constantly engaged in meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna could understand that the gopis were wrapped in ecstasy by embracing him in their minds, and therefore, since he is present in everyone's heart, he also reciprocated the embracing from within. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru
श्रीयुता पदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथांबितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पदान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा। इट्स अ वेरी एसोटेरिक टॉपिक। आई एम नॉट एक्चुअली क्वालिफाइड but somehow my turn has come to speak so I'll try to speak something with blessings of all the devotees. We have heard from many devotees here. Well, our Brajbhair Prabhu was telling very nicely day before yesterday about this love of Brajabasis, how they're intense and how they attract Krishna's heart. In the beginning of this chapter it is explained how there was a prediction of solar eclipse. That solar eclipse was as if it was swallowing up the entire creation. That is the kind of description given. And everyone is preparing to hurrying up to Kurukshetra to purify themselves from the ill effects of this solar eclipse. And something like that never happened in Brahma's day. It said that as if the Brahma's day was about to come to an end because of that eclipse. And but on the other hand, we see that how this eclipse actually brings Krishna and all the Brajavasi come together. Krishna, the Suryasam, that Krishna, who is like transcendental sun, he appears where the eclipse of this world occurs. And it seems that the Brajavasis were already expecting Krishna to arrive. And it is explained when Krishna actually arrives, Nanda Maharaj and all the Brajavasis, they brought many milk products and various food items to Krishna. They had all the bullock carts and they brought all these items, milk products. Because that is their love, village style, to bring food items. And here we see many verses have passed by, and how Devaki is speaking to Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev, they are meeting like friends and appreciating and blessing each other. And we see that how there are two types of relationship Krishna here kind of displays. Although both are devotees, they are in different platform. But one is blood relationship, that is Vasudev, Devaki and all the Rishnis and the Yadus. And Krishna stays with them practically. But on the other hand, he has soul relationship. In the sense, he lives with Yashoda Ananda Maharaj, there is eternal associates in Golok Vrindavan, like soulmates. And their association and absorption is so high that others naturally feel a little inferior. Although Mother Devaki, she claims Krishna to be her, he is her own son, but it's like she is not able to fathom how Mother Yashoda has so much more affection for her own child. It doesn't happen. We have seen in this world, like if somebody is successful, our friend or our friend's relative or something like that, then we may feel happy. But somebody that is connected to us through blood relation, somebody is successful, we experience more happiness. Everybody has to go through that experience. But here it is something different is happening. There is no blood relation. It is already established. Nanda Maharaj goes to Mathura and Krishna kills Kamsa. Then Devaki Vasudev, they claims Krishna as their own children. Krishna also claims to their parents. And the riddle or the feelings that Krishna is their own son is now not there. They understood that Krishna does not belong to us, and he lives through various other responsibilities. But that relationship which they released for 11 years with Krishna in Vrindavan is something that cannot be replaced. So this is something that we see after so many years, their meeting here. And here it is said, while the gopis actually curse the meeting Krishna, so Sukadeva Goswami is introducing who these gopis are and what was their intensity of absorption in Krishna. And Srila Chakravarti Thakurpal says Sukadeva Goswami is giving a vent to his own subtle jealousy of the gopis' favored positions by saying these are the gopis who actually criticize Brahma. Normally, people in India, even today, like we have this Gita course where we speak about demigods and gods, it's become big confusion. And not just confusion, controversy. It becomes a controversy because in this tradition, our Vedic tradition, we learn to respect all, and especially the demigods, right? Ganeshji, Lord Shiva, Brahma, all these demigods have supremely high positions and all are supposed to respect them, and we still do. And the gopis, they are basically cowherd ladies in villages, so they are also supposed to worship and respect Brahma. But Sukadeva Goswami is saying these are the people who actually criticize Brahma. So in one sense he is trying to express his jealousy, saying, you know, they dare to even criticize Brahma. These are the gopis. But then immediately tells that how their position is so exalted that even the yogis cannot attain it. The great yogis cannot attain it. So saying, the gopis criticize Brahma by saying that he has created this eyelids, and because of eyelids, for few fraction of second, truti, that is the word used. Truti means very fraction of a second actually. Truti Yugayate. That one truti, when they are unable to see Krishna for that much of time, it seems Yugayate. As if many, many years have passed of separation. And such intolerance on their part for not being able to see Krishna. And they are now meeting Krishna after practically 100 years, something like that. It is explained that Mahabharata war had not yet taken place when they met in Kurukshetra. That Kurukshetra was, that bloodshed didn't happen by that time. And so we know that Krishna was around 120 years old while he spoke Bhagavad Gita, that was Kurukshetra war. So comparing that, we can come to close to that, at least 100 years have passed since they met. Those who could not tolerate even truti time. So this meeting is something that is inconceivable, unimaginable. So, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He could meet them any time he likes. You know, Mathura or even if it is Dwarka, how far is it? But he was busy doing things, many many things, and he kind of never returned there in Vrindavan. So, why Krishna left them? We know this, that he says that yagayadas dharmasya glanir bhavati. When there is a decline in dharma, I descend. And we see that Krishna himself, according to our sastra, he comes only once in a day of Brahma. Right? And one day of Brahma is some 4.32 billion years, or solar years, 4.32 billion, one day of Brahma. And in so many years, he just comes once. That means, in one sense, he is not willing to leave the association of Brajavasis in Goloka Vrindavan. He doesn't want to leave. But then still he comes. And while coming, it is explained that he requests Srimati Radharani to come along. And she says, okay, I cannot leave Vrindavan. He says, well, Vrindavan is already manifested in material world. And Govardhan is also there, Yamuna is also there. So everything is ready. So like that, that promise is given. And all the Brajabasis, Nanda Maharaja, so all these residents of Goloka Vrindavan, they also descend along with Krishna. So, one who cannot leave them there and cannot leave them here, he also leaves. Krishna leaves them, ultimately. And we also see that some say that Krishna appears to exhibit his childhood pastimes to the Brajavasis. Like in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is always in his budding youth, like always 16, something like that. So they have never seen Krishna's childhood. So here, when he appears, he descends as a small baby Krishna, as Gopal. He displays his varieties of childhood pastimes. And Sukadev Goswami describes them in very detail, many places in Bhagavatam, in the beginning, many, many chapters. He describes how Krishna performed these enchanting childhood pastimes. And all the Brajavasis, they become absorbed. But what is the result? Result is that their attachment to Krishna even increased. Whatever it was in Goloka, we can think like that. That because of these childhood pastimes, their attachment to Krishna increases many, many much more times. That means to give up Krishna is even more now, more difficult now. So, and not only that, here in this Bhoma Vrindavan, when Krishna was here some 5,000 years back, so because it is within the surrounding of material world, there is a lot of attack. A lot of attack on Vrindavan. Especially Kamsa, it is said that Kamsa was sending a demon every day, practically. Practically every day one demon would come. And Krishna, while playing with his friends, one demon would appear. Because they would be so absorbed in their games, they would forget to eat. So the demon would come and disrupt their games. And Krishna would kill them, then they would remember that they are hungry. Then they would sit to eat together. So every day there would be an attack, surrounded by so much fierce and a brutal material world. And we see in the Gopi Gita, when Krishna actually disappears for some time from their vision of the gopis, even then the gopis in their song of separation, they sing how Krishna has saved them from various dangers. Visa jalapayad vyala rakshasad varsa marutad vaidyutad vaidyutanalat. So they are saying that how Krishna, you have saved us from the dangerous Kaliya who poisoned the water of Yamuna. That Aghasur, two snakes, one is Kaliya, the other is Aghasur. He was swallowing the man-eating Aghasur. You saved us from him. Varsa Maruta, then the Indra attacked with rains, Varsa. And Tranabhata came as a cyclone, Marutat. Like that. And then there is Vaidyutat, Vaidyutat Analat. The lightning and thunderstorm that Indra brought, and there was Davahagni. In this way, Viswata Bhayat. Viswata Bhayat means all kind of dangers you can think of in this world. Viswata means its entire universe of fear, you can say. Encompassing all kind of fear, you always protected us. Vayam rakshita muhu. Vayam means you protected us. Muhu means every instant. Every now and then, some attack would come and you are protecting. So, their dependence on Krishna increased more. Their attachment to Krishna increased more living in this material world. I mean, in Golok Vrindavan, still Krishna leaves them. So, here one may think that what is it that drives Krishna to leave them? He was not able to leave them there, so he brought them all here. And after bringing here all kind of attachments and all kind of dependency, then still he lives here. Just to save the fallen souls. So this is what is driving Krishna to go away from those who loves him and run after those who hates him. It's a very inconceivable thing. So this is Krishna's supremely selfless nature that we can see. And that selflessness is the primary reason why the great souls are attracted to him. So in this we see that how the Brajavasis are extremely exalted people. Because unless you are exalted, one cannot appreciate selflessness of another person. So from this we understand how exalted these Brajavasis are. Because they kind of appreciate, they are able to appreciate Krishna's selflessness. So therefore, to understand Krishna's pastimes and all these that we are discussing requires a pure heart, selfless heart. Just like the gopis and the Brajavasis attracted to Krishna because of his selflessness, because of his greatness, because of his magnanimity. Similarly, if we really want to appreciate these pastimes, we have to come out of our I, me and mine mentality. Unless we come out of that mentality, it is not possible to appreciate in truth what Krishna is doing and his pastimes. So we see that the Lord comes again and again to mitigate our miseries in this world, which everyone is facing in this world while living. And it is explained that once there was a Krishna was celebrating his birthday in Gokul, and Nanda Maharaj invited all the families in Braj, and he also invited Vrishabhanu, Kittida and Srimati Radharani. Family was invited, but somehow Vrishabhanu was very busy for some activities, so he sent the family. So Radharani and all, they went with some servants and associates to attend the birthday ceremony. And when she returns, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he asks, how was the party? I mean, how was the birthday celebration? Did you like it? Srimad Radharani said, yeah, I liked everything, but there was one flaw there. Now, what was the flaw? Now, Krishna was giving charity to anybody who came, and I liked it. So, Nanda Maharaj was so many gifts, so many, you know, cows and everything was ready. People were coming happily. Many came just to take the gift from Krishna's hand. Gift didn't matter much, but because Krishna was giving, so everybody came to receive from his hand. But then few who were in the queue, they didn't have a container, a patra, to collect the gift. So the gift was so much that with bare hands you cannot take. You need some kind of container. So Krishna was telling them, you go and bring a container, then only I can give you. So they were all going back. And this was not appreciated by Radharani. So this news came to Krishna naturally, and he says, therefore, in his next incarnation, when he comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, patra patra na dekhi na dekhi sthana sthan, and he fulfills the desire that even if somebody has a container or no container, give the mercy, give the gift. So, to fulfill that desire, he appears as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said, our Vishwarupa was giving class on Ram Navami, and he was telling, when Lord Ram was in forest, Malvas, he was coming all the way from north to south, so he reached a place in Navadvip called Mamgachi, that island. And while there, which is called close to Antardvip, Navadvip, he started becoming very, very blissful. He looked very blissful, very, very happy while his eyes were closed. So Mother Sita, she asked, why are you so happy? What is causing you so much of happiness, so much of bliss you are experiencing? So he said that in my next incarnation, I will be appearing, in future incarnation, I will be appearing here. And remembering that, I'm becoming very happy. So Mother Sita said, I want to see that form in which will appear. So Lord Ram, who is very merciful, said, okay, you now close your eyes and you will be able to see everything. And when she closes her eyes, she sees Lord Gauranga dancing in ecstasy, chanting his own holy names. And she has never seen Krishna in that kind of happiness, ever. So she becomes very blissful. She asks, what is this incarnation? He says, in this incarnation, because that incarnation is basically, we know, twofold. One is to distribute the mercy, the other is to experience the love of the devotees, especially the gopis, especially Srimati Radharani. So, how can a person sing and dance, singing his own names? I was saying he's selfless. On the other hand, he's dancing, singing his own names. How is it possible? No, he is not dancing, singing his own names. He is dancing because he is experiencing the selfless love of the Prajavasis, the gopis, especially Srimati Radharani. See, this is how she is experiencing love for me. And that love is experiencing. And in that mood, he is dancing, calling out his own names. And Lord Ram says, I will experience this love and I will distribute this love also. Without any considerations. Patra, patrana, like qualified, unqualified, whatever. So, we see that the Lord actually leaves the association of his very intimate devotees just to give his audience, his pastimes, his everything, all the codes of dharma, so that we can actually return back to that place. That is the whole gift that he is offering. That is the gift he was giving to all the people who came to him. So therefore we see how Krishna was so focused. Although he left the Brajavasis in Vrindavan and went in separation, but everything he did in those 100 years or 120, whatever, nothing was without any flaw. Whether he spoke Bhagavad Gita, or killed so many demons, protected so many queens, everything that he did was so perfect and so accurate and so clean that nobody would even have any hint that Krishna was in separation from these Brajavasis. He was doing his things very focused, one after the other. And from that also we understand that how much he cares for the fallen souls. Because he shows his self-control, how supremely self-controlled, supremely selfless and supremely perfect is in activities. That each of these activities, when he was away in Vrindavan, is also Divya, transcendental. And each of these activities actually can purify any living entity to perfection. It's only in the night when he is alone, there he would feel, he would express his separation. So that's how the queens of Dwarka, they came to know about it. Nobody else knew it. The queens knew. And that's how all this Jagannath pastime that we hear, Krishna appears in the form of Jagannath, that we hear about. Otherwise, all his activities while away from Vrindavan was perfectly enacted or achieved. And this shows how Krishna's affection for the fallen souls is also infallible. It is infallible. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is actually trying to distribute this gift, whatever Krishna wants to offer, he comes and he actually he takes sannyas from everything. He just leaves everything just to do this one activity. Just to this one activity. And while at the same time experiencing this love of separation. What the Brajavasi went through when Krishna left, that he wanted to experience. And at the same time experiencing that, he wanted to give that to others, because that is the highest. That is highest, that is more than giving Krishna himself. Giving Krishna himself is one thing, but giving the love of the Brajavasis is even higher. That is one step ahead. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering. So therefore we see those who really understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation, those who worship him, they cannot but go around and assist in this exalted activity. Therefore we see Srila Prabhupada, although he was like 70 years old, very old, but like a madman he was going all over the world. From place to place, to places where so many places, like it's New York itself was so much in a difficult situation with the hippies and the Bowery. We read in the books like Mukunda Maharaj writes, a miracle happened in 22nd Avenue, New York. He writes that Boweries are a very horrible place because all these hippies would drink different kind of liquors. And they would pass urine here and there, everywhere, and the whole place would be smelling so horrible. And Prabhupada is living there. So, Prabhupada is like a, he's basically a mad person going around trying to teach Krishna's teachings. So unless one becomes pure-hearted, it's very difficult to appreciate all these things. Therefore, we take different steps to purify ourselves. And even Mother Kunti, she says in the beginning of Bhagavatam, she says that, O Krishna, who can understand you? Who can appreciate your activity? I am just an ordinary woman and I have attachments to two families, Vrishnis and Pandus. Like any woman, they have more attachments because they are attached to their parents and they are attached to their husband family both. They have double attachment in that sense. They can't give up either. So she says, I am just an ordinary woman, I am attached to Vrishnis, I am attached to the Pandus. How can I understand you? Only those who are Paramahamsas, Tatha Paramahamsanam, Muninam Amalatmanam. That all the great thinkers, munis, all the amalatmanam, those whose hearts are totally pure, and the paramahamsas, those who know what is the essence and just focused on the essence, these are the people who can understand you, who can appreciate you, who can appreciate all these pastimes that we are studying. Only these people can appreciate. Who are we to understand and appreciate in our fallen state? So therefore, unless we get rid of all the anarthas, it is difficult to, we may speak, we may hear, we may, you know, appreciate, but then as the day passes or the, you know, months passes by, we understand that it is something that we don't understand. Because if you understand something, then it just fixes it in one's heart. Just like if you understand some concept, whether it is science or some management issues or whatever it is, if one understands something, then the next thing that drives a person is application. Immediately, immediately. The knowledge leads to application instantly. So therefore, this discussion itself also is purifying. It purifies us. But then unless we come to that purified state, we cannot appreciate in totality of these past times. And that's when we can actually come out of this entanglement of miseries. So these are the reality. These are the true life which we can attend to, provided we go through the proper purification system. So Prabhupada was establishing this Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON, but then within that the concern is not hearing this pastime, but the concern is purifying. The concern more is in purifying. So Krishna says in Gita, Janma Karma Chame Dibyam Evam Yo Veti Tattvataha Taktva Deham Punarjanma Neti Mamsvati Arjuna. That if we understand his pastimes in substance, in truth, then after leaving this body, we don't have to take birth here. See, what does it mean basically? What does it mean? It means that the misery actually ends. It doesn't matter if we take birth here or we go back to Vrindavan. It means the misery ends. In the sense, what is this punarjanma means? Taking birth again and going through the whole cycle again that we are going through right now. That cycle will end. Sometimes people get feared. No more punarjanma, what will happen to me? Sometimes people, this fear, unnecessary fear comes. But what does it mean exactly is, no punarjanma means, even if we are here, miseries will not touch us. Because we are going to be here anyway, because we are all, no soul dies. None of us dies. The body dies. We never die. We are going to be there anyway. Here or there or where, doesn't matter. We are going to be there anyway, anywhere. But the point is, we will not be touched by miseries, which is out of illusion. So that is what is the result of getting purified. But then, we cannot understand Krishna in Tattva unless we are purified. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada has emphasized a lot on the purificatory process, and that we are fortunate that just hearing and realizing this pastime is one thing, but getting purified, going through the process, that is even more significant. This is what we can grasp from this kind of pastimes. Thank you. Sri Prabhupada ki. It's already time. Thank you.